Blog Talk Radio.
Being a co-writer of that song, it was a lot of hard work. It's
not easy, but it's a great job to do. It's part of that dream, and it's part of that fantasy to be more than what I am. And fantasies and dreams within music can come true. But, the thing about it is, the difficult part of it, which is not so difficult, is that I always come up with a different song in my head, or I sing it or whatever. I have this melody about so many different types of songs. And then, you know, to go and create it is so much fun, and I enjoy to do it. I am, you know, a pop singer. I love to sing pop, but internally, I am also a hard rocker. I love rock and roll, but the rebellious tone of rock and roll connects to me, because the EP has a lot of rock and roll songs. I'm sorry if some people was wondering. They see two songs on there that seemingly just pop and it's mostly rock. I want to let you know, Outkast is actually a pop song that with a lot of hard guitar. It actually, there's a different version of it. The first version was just a guitar solo. I have made a pop song, a pop song. So perhaps in the near future I might release another one. I'm not sure. It might be a rock song. I'm not sure. But I love both genres. But at the same time, as far as my influences and listening to music on a daily basis, isn't everything. It's from Mozart to R&B to country to pop and to rock and roll. My rock songs, like Tragedy Is Not What I Am and Outkast, without knowing it, it has affinity with the grunge rock movement. You know, the Smashing Pumpkins, the Nirvanas, the Pearl Jams, where it was sad but meaningful. At the time when I made those songs, which is recently, I was not aware that I was making songs so similar to them, but that's what I was feeling, because I had a very hard life. But I'm going to overcome it, you see, because I'm not destined to have my heart broken. And that was the lyric, and the unique was the illustration of going for that Hollywood dream. That's what the song is about, and overcoming the rejections. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And I said I was going to play that again. I apologize. I will play those songs at a later date. I talk about them because it's on the EP, and you have heard it many times before. And you can listen to it on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, all over the internet. It's available to you for sale. Tragedy Is Not What I Am is still belief that I can overcome obstacles and believe that the impossible can come true. And that's what it is all about, you know, whether it's school, whether it's music, whether it's relationships, etc. And it's still my belief. It will always be until the day I transcend this planet in human terms. Because everything always gets better. It does. And what helps me know it to get better is knowing self-love. Because if I can't love myself, it's impossible to love anyone else. I learned that not too long ago, loving thyself. How can I have a relationship or go for a dream or do anything if I don't love myself? Because when I love myself, which is the true essence of living, then I can love someone else. And that was something that I didn't know when I was younger. So I realized that loving someone else is very important to me. I'm sure it's important to you, too, who's listening to this, whether you're Twitter or Facebook or wherever you hear this, Google, wherever you hear this audio. inspiration, and belief in dreams can come true. True in love as well. Because I would love to meet that right person, and I'm sure I will. And when I do, I can say that is why I fell in love with you. Younger, but I'm aware of it as I'm older. about the material shallow side of being in the business. You know, that shouldn't be a part or the most important part of creating. For me, to create is the most important thing, to create a song or collaborate like I have with these songs, and to show the talent that I have in painting a landscape through the melody and lyrics, etc. But the shallow side of music came about toward me when I was rejected because of the way I looked by someone in the music business, and the pressures of that some people said I didn't have the image to make it in rock, roll, or pop, etc. And I thought that was so shallow, and prejudice and limitations, and trying to take away my dreams. That's awful. Should be about what I write, or what I sing, or what I play. That's the most important thing with music, not about what I look like. But unfortunately, it is true that people love to gather and go to the photogenic person. This is not 1987. This is the 21st century. And it's about the authenticity of an artist. And that was the problem that I have, because I don't think that's fair to me. My response and my actions say I must create. I must continue to be me no matter what happens. If I make it or if I don't sell a thing. Because that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about looking good for someone, looking good and, you know, making it to the top at my expense and I'm in the background. It's about if I have the talent to sing, or if I have the talent to write, or if I have talent to play, or all of the above. That's way more important than any image. It should be about modeling. Image shouldn't have nothing to do with a video or music. But unfortunately, that's how it is. So the dream killing, the naysayers, the limitations come my way. I don't look like a traditional rock star. I don't have long hair or afro. Like I said, I wrote the lyrics in the song Unique. I said when someone come up and tell me, and they, you know, I have to have an afro and be an anorexic. You know, that means being shallow. That's not fair to me as an artist. It's about what I do and the authenticity that I am. So I am not going to let someone else or anything on this planet inhibit my creation. Even I would love to be a success, but not at the expense of shallowness. It's about being real. And I look at artists who don't, there's a lot of artists I like, who are very successful, don't have the traditional photogenic looks. Because it's, you know why they're successful? It's about their talent. So that's what it should be about. It's very painful sometimes to hear that, because I always been an artist since I was a kid, whether I was drawing pictures or I'm a graphic artist, or if I write a song, or if I sing, or if I talk, or whatever I do. Or if I, you know, write a book, whatever. And that's more important than anything on this planet. So that's how I feel, and I know strongly that it's the truth, and that's the right way to be. And that's all that matters, you know, to me. But if there are beautiful artists that are great, you know, entertainers, that are, you know, I'm sure there are lots who are very successful, and lots who, you know, who are not, I respect them too. It's, you know, whether you're beautiful or not, you know, it's about the art. I salute all the beautiful people, the beautiful artists. I salute all the people who are unique or whatever. But the most important thing I feel is about the arts. And art is a part of love. You know, it's a part of love of thyself. You know, it's just how it is. Because that is how truly where the ball game is, the heart. And I have heart in what I do. And that is where it is. And the limitations that I've been under, I have been under lots of limitations, and I still am. I'm able to see and understand what it's like to suffer and for my art. Because I've been doing it for many years. And I have nothing to prove because I paid my dues because I feel that I've already done what I can. And that's all that matters. And, you know, I respect for every artist out there who create because it's such a great thing. And the slow evolution is very important, you know, to me because it was part of my creation. I helped make that, not just sing it. And it's so important part of me to talk about it. I have respect for every artist out there. I have respect for everybody. And it's about being real and being respectful. And so evolution is just a process of the different periods of time that I experience within my life that I've written about things, as well as bringing in the joy and the fantasy that comes with it. And it's part of that creation. It was great to do it. You know, and again, the main reason for it is self-love. Because if I love thyself, then I can love someone else. And I truly do know that when I meet the right person, it's going to be a joy to be with that person. Because falling in love is what keeps us going. And when I fall in love, I can truly say to that person, I will love you forever. All through time, I will. Forever through time.
Take me.
unique. I had a hard life, but I overcame it. Those are the lyrics I wrote. I am not destined to have my heart broken, and so aren't you. We're not destined supposed to have our heart broken. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be happy, you know? And that's what the slow evolution of Dove Night is about. The essence of creation of to be happy. And another thing, Dove Night is officially at Dove Needs Love 22. Me is Dove Night. I am no longer at Dove's 42 or Dove's 318 Twitters. I'm no longer at, I'm officially only at Dove Needs Love 22. So it's great to talk to you. And last thing I want to say, as I always said before, may all your dreams come true. Like I hope mine's come true too, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all out there, no matter where you are or where you're listening. Good night from Dove Night.